support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I am your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. In the studio with me tonight here at KUAC is the band Harm. Thank you for joining us. Rebecca Feil, would you do the honors and introduce the band?
Sure. So to my left here, if you could see him, he's very handsome. You have John Hines on the bass.
Woo!
Yeah.
We've got... We have Molly McDermott on the cello and as vocals as well. And then going to my other side, I have Heather Warren on the beatboxing and the librettist as well. And Layla O'Sullivan on the clarinet and vocals, and then the fabulous Jack Ewers over here on guitar. Oh, and I'm Rebecca Feil. I play banjo, harmonium, and sing.
And you make up the band Harm. Well, let's hear the first tune.
Okay. This song is called Ashes. Sound. All the while, no, we know.
turn my back on him.
Yeah. Harm here at the Alaska Live Studios at KUAC. Wow, so instead of using a whole drum set, you've got Heather on the beatboxing. That's great. Heather, I know you're going to have to kind of like share the mic with Rebecca back there. There's six of them here for Harm, and we've shoved them all in a corner.
Well, we're glad to be in this corner.
Nice. And Heather, you were described at the beginning as the librettist, too. And that's an interesting term I know from opera, that terms, that's who does the lyrics for.
Right. John actually just explained this to me a few days ago. John has all kinds of cool facts in his
Your
brain.
Bass player is from the UAF music wing.
Yes, definitely. And I'm from the English department side of things on campus, and I'm getting ready to finish my MFA in creative writing.
Congratulations,
poetry,
Heather.
Next 2 weeks. Thanks. I've written a book-length collection of poems, which Rebecca has all of them, and she actually took the initiative and started arranging music to my poems, and that's how Harm has started to transform into, yeah.
So that first song included everybody singing the words to, was that in the book that you have out?
No, actually Ashes is written by Rebecca File.
Aha.
But the next four songs are poems that are from the collection that I've written, yeah.
Very cool. That's a neat, really neat, I don't want to call it a gimmick because it's not a gimmick at all, but an idea to use, instead of using the bass drum, you use beatboxing through an amp and a microphone for your band.
Yeah, I'm always out of breath too afterwards, but it definitely makes traveling easier. But I was really attracted to beatboxing because I grew up listening to hip hop. I played basketball, you know, we'd get hyped for the games. And I started making beats with my friends, and I didn't really take it seriously, though, until a few years ago. Watched a lot of YouTube tutorials.
Oh, the beauty of YouTube, how to, how-tos.
Right, exactly.
Nice. Rebecca, so is that song from another band that you've been in, or did you write that for Harm?
No, I wrote this for Harm, and I performed it for the first time. Harm wasn't really exactly happening yet, but I was trying to form it in my head, and I wrote it right before a pub league, which is this thing where a bunch of musicians put their hat in the ring, and then they get randomly placed on teams, and then they all go to the pub or whatever the venue is. There's all ages ones too, and they have like one afternoon to come up with a 3 or 4 song set, and so that song was like bouncing around in my head. So the first time I ever played it was actually at pub league. And
it sounds like pickup basketball, yet it's for musicians.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, so cool. It was written for this band.
Cool. Well, welcome to the whole 6-piece of Harm. You have a full string contingency, too. You've got the double bass and cello, and you both have bows for your instruments. And do you pluck sometimes, too, Molly?
Yeah, I do. We do a whole variety of seeing how many sounds we can get out of these.
We cover
things.
The whole gamut now, so.
You can be the rhythm section too. Very nice. Mm-hmm. What's next?
This next song is actually the title of an event we have on Friday called We Have More in Common Than You Think, which we'll talk a little more about in a little bit. But just a quick tuning thing. This is banjos, you know, just never once. Don't ever play the banjo.
We've heard that about banjos before, that they do have to be tuned every once in a while. Harm is my guest here for Alaska Live, and this next song they said is from, they're going to be part of what they're going to be performing at on Friday at the Universalist Fellowship, Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Hall here in Fairbanks, and that's on Friday night at 7 o'clock. You're tuned to KUAC Fairbanks.
It's actually really nice to have Becca with the banjo like tuning so often. I feel it makes me make sure I'm more in tune. It's like having a friend who like goes jogging every day. Like usually you might not, but you're like, oh, they're going anyway, so I might as well do it. Like she's already tuning.
So Jack, you can tune your guitar just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like, yeah, it keeps me on point. It's like, oh, she's doing it right now. Oh, I'm not doing anything better. I should definitely be tuning. Thank you.
An intense song. It was good. And did you say that that was the title song from your show that you have on Friday night?
Yes, it is.
We have more in common than you think.
Yes.
Tell us about that. You're having this show that I understand includes music, conversation, and science. Your science and music, and I can see the music part.
Yes, definitely music. But also Teal Booth is doing visuals, so there'll be visual projections. We're also tying in birdscapes of Alaska that have been recorded by Molly and manipulated a little bit. And then also the songs, as we talked about, are written from Heather's poetry. So it's a combination of poetry, science, visual art, and music.
And that's on Friday at 7 at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
That is correct.
Over there, right across from Princess. So then you are having, it's a multimedia deal going on. I mean, like, there's going to be projection behind you. You're going to have the songs, and there's going to be bird sounds, Molly?
Yeah, that's right. I study birds, and so as part of my work, I've made a lot of recordings in the field, and I thought it would be an interesting project to try to incorporate them into some of our performances.
Cool. I love that idea of bird sounds yet, too. And so these are all Alaska birds, I take it.
Yes, they are. Some of the recordings are from the Seward Peninsula north of Nome, and then a few are from around this area.
Nice. I think I just heard a robin the other day, too.
I heard one today, too, and kinglets for the first time. They're coming fast.
Yeah. And, Creamer's Field just full of trumpeter swans the other day. So exciting. So, Jack, this is not your first time here on Alaska Live. It was Haifa that was here.
Yeah.
Your band.
I was gonna try and pull a fast one on you and say I was in Young Fangs, just because I really want to be in the Young Fangs. If they're listening, can I like carry your stuff? I just want to be. You guys are so cool. Anyways, yeah.
They last were time, really fun guests last
yeah,
time
no,
they
absolutely.
Were here. Yeah.
No, last time I was here was with Haifa. Yeah. Which also was with John
and Rebecca.
Rebecca
yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've formed this new band, Harm, and some of the same members from Haifa.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wasn't part of the original forming of this band. I came in actually much later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Becca started it, and John was part of the original formation because, I mean, come on.
You need a bass
player. You're in Fairbanks. How are you going to get anyone?
Gotta have a bass
John?
Player.
Yeah. No, I mean, not just any bass player.
You got John Hines.
John Hines, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, the original guitar player was Annie Bartholomew. And then she got an NPR internship. So
you know, she was an intern here at Alaska Live right before that NPR
happened.
Music
yeah.
internship.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying that maybe Alaska Live had something to do with her going to
she got the
all
bump.
Songs. To
You're saying Brady and Behind the Glass there is going to NPR next?
Is he next?
I'm thinking Brady Gross, our Alaska Live intern, will hopefully get a crack at All Songs Considered also. It's the natural progression
yeah.
now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie Bartholomew, part of the mm-hmm. band, and now she's hanging out with Bob Boylan there at NPR
yeah.
at the Tiny Desk Concerts. Yeah.
She is.
That's great. So you, boy, those are tough shoes to fill with the nice lady vocals.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't do any of that. I don't attempt it. No, but yeah, Yeah, it was difficult to fill in on, but I feel that Annie did a really good job on guitar because, you know, I heard Harm, loved listening to Harm in concert. Felt Annie did a wonderful job of having the guitar add texture without being a central instrument because I feel too often that's like the default. It's like a guitar has to be at the center, leading things either in melody as a lead instrument or as a primary rhythm instrument, and that she did a really good job just creating texture with it. Which I never thought of the term texture. And Anchorage, one person paid me that compliment. They said, you added a lot of good texture. I felt it was You're the like, nicest compliment.
Totally using that.
Because that's absolutely what I felt Annie did with the guitar. And so I didn't want to necessarily do the exact same thing she did, but I felt there was a really clear sort of role model and she was it for that.
And with Haifa, was it you that was playing both the drums and the piano that was a little bit taken apart?
No, that was Sam Harris.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. That was scary when they rolled the piano in here.
Yes, certainly.
So we've rolled a lot of instruments in here.
About to roll a piano in, and you'd be like, all right, so are we going to have a piano song? And be like, no, it's just ritual. It's like, you know, it's just good luck, you know. Yeah, just have to...
So to take the place of the piano this time, we do have a keyed instrument, but it's the harmonium, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, harmonium. That is correct.
And that'll come up in one of these songs yet.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Songs. Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear more from Harm. It sounds like you might be all tuned up. It's a constant challenge with the banjo. I was going to say battle, but I was like, no, it's not a battle. Come on.
Cool. Yeah, this song is called Between a Rock and a Rock is the Distance Spent Searching for Fertile Soil.
Almost a longer title than the song is.
It happens with poems sometimes.
Yeah. So that was one of Heather's songs, Put to Music by Harm, correct? I have to ask about the name Harm because I've never heard of a band called Harm, so that might be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope not, because we took it. Oh, there is a metal band with like an old MySpace page or something that sometimes people are like, are you the metal band? I'm like, yes, we're the metal band.
The cello and the guitar and yeah.
So the original lineup was Heather, John, Molly, Annie, and Rebecca. And the words seem kind of catchy, and it also kind of starts the word harmony and harmonium in a lot of musical terms. And so it's a bit of an acronym for our names, but also people like to say, like, where's John? The H is capitalized because it stands for Heinz and also Heather.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to point that out.
All right.
Unfortunately, Jack and Layla are not in there because they are new additions. It was originally a bit of an acronym, but also just kind of a cool word that I liked and I thought would be kind of fitting. We're a little bit darker in what we do, so.
Right. Layla, you play the clarinet, and so when did you become part of the band? A great addition, too.
Oh, thank you. That was Rebecca's idea, actually. I actually moved to Reno in December, almost specifically to be in Harm. I kind of had the opportunity to do so, and I really wanted to pursue music, and Rebecca had been kind of working to convince me to move back to Fairbanks. So I saw some videos of Harm online, and I really fell in love. And the idea that I could get to join, you know, the band was enough to make me move, basically.
I think the clarinet really adds something to this band. It's just another layer of...
It's the textural thing that Jack was talking about. It definitely is a textural component. And, I mean, that was how Rebecca described, you know, the sound that she wanted. And I feel like we all do a really great job of like, blending... you know, that together.
Yeah.
Create something very interesting.
It's very hard to describe. I did not know how to describe it really in the promo, so I took it straight off your Facebook page and just said folk, rock, synth pop, hip hop, classical. So, you know.
it
worked out. So I think I may have misspoke when I promoed you a couple of times with a Rasmussen grant, but apparently you don't have one of those yet.
Not yet. I hope that someday, maybe it's foreshadowing.
I know.
It's like somehow the idea got around, it was a Rasmussen grant, because we're going to get one like in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It may have been your work with the Arts Council. I think that may have been where I got it from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a CLA Collaborative Arts grant, actually.
Yes.
But
cool.
Next step up is definitely a Rasmussen grant.
Say it and it will happen. Rebecca, you are graduating, or you have graduated, and you're in the graduate program now.
I have graduated, and I am not in school at all, and I love it.
Nice.
Yeah. I peaced out. I went to Portland for a little bit, and then I was thinking, there's nowhere like Fairbanks, so I came back, and basically came back, immediately started working on this band, and it's pretty much what I'm doing, aside from substitute teaching.
Nice.
But yeah. My heart is here mostly.
So you're not going to answer the phone tomorrow morning, I take it, for the subbing job?
Oh, no, I probably will. You know, just you got to grind.
So kids will maybe see you on the Alaska Live YouTube and say, I think she subbed in my classroom at one point.
No one knows my name. They just call me the short blonde sub.
You've got this great silver thing going
silver
on with your
now,
hair
so.
These days, too. It's really pretty. It's a really cool band that you've put together, Rebecca. So welcome back from Portland. You know, Fairbanks always draws people back. You know, you think grass may be greener, and it could be sometimes, but it sure makes Fairbanks seem a lot greener on the back on the other side, huh?
It's an incredible place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you spent all winter here and with this band, and one of the shows you did was at Pioneer Park in that little church, right?
That is correct. We decided to make our first show at that church, and we kind of forefronted what people are now starting to use it as a venue. And so we were kind of the first people. I mean, people use it for stuff, weddings, of course, meetings. But we hadn't really heard or seen any concerts in there. So we decided to try it, and it was a really, really cool space. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about how much I really love that space now. And then recently,
they have really good acoustics in there too.
Yeah, they're not too wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and small. You can fill it up easily. It's cozy. Everyone feels really comfortable. The vibes are good. I'm all about the vibes.
So about 50 people is really cozy in there.
Yeah, super cozy.
Yeah, and it's a little chapel there at Pioneer Park. And so now more bands are using it as a venue, you say.
Yeah, Molly recently put on a show for her sort of touring band. A friend came to town that she plays with. And then Evan Phillips from the Monolith Agency is, I think, going to use it to do a show with Courtney Marie Andrews the end of this month, next month. So
I've been chatting with Evan Phillips. He's from the Whipsots, too. Mm-hmm. And I've been chatting with him about possibly doing an Alaska Live, too, with Courtney.
So. Full circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the circuit.
Doing the circuit. Alaska Live is all part of the circuit here on KUAC. These songs, do you ever do any covers? Because these songs fit you so well. I can't even imagine what you would take from anywhere else.
We do two covers. Whoops. But then I said it when I said that. We do two covers that we have in our rotation right now. One of them is a Coco Rosie song called Smoky Taboo. And the other one is a song called River by this really amazing band that we saw at South by Southwest called eBay, and they're like Afro-Cuban French twins. They're really, really, really awesome.
Well, do you all write for the band? Rebecca, you've brought some of your songs. Heather has some lyrics going. And so all of you are contributing members to that.
Yeah, so I've been mostly kind of forming songs in this really raw, boring way, so much so that I play them and I'm like, gosh, is this just too boring? I don't know. And then I bring them to the group, and then when the group adds all their stuff in, I'm like, I've just got to write only boring stuff, because if you try to plan too much, you don't give everyone else the opportunity to add everything they have to offer. So you don't want to be like, no, you're going to play this and you're going to play this. So I just bare bones write kind of a form, and usually harmonically it's quite simple because it gives everyone a lot of room to do a lot with that. And then I just let everybody do their thing, and it has turned out really incredible.
And that part where you say give a lot of room, it makes me think of the way jazz is and improvisation. And I think there's a lot of elements of that in your band Harm, too.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear more.
Okay. This song is called Cope Alaska.
Cope Alaska.
Cope Alaska.
It rhymes with Hope Alaska.
Do you have anything to say about it? No.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Okay. This one's kind of funny. We wrote this song and we performed it a bunch of times. And then after Heather says, you know, that one line with We Were Worn With Salt, that's a reference to your EP you released a few years ago, my solo album. And I had no idea this whole time. So it was really flattering. I was like, oh, that's great. This is Cope Alaska.
Thank you.
A song that has the word melancholy in it, and it sounded melancholy too. And, Rebecca, I'm going to have to get you to talk a little bit about that thing that's called the harmonium, I think is what you said.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And it's a complicated instrument, it looks like. It looks a bit like a keyboard, and it's got some stops on it, kind of like an organ possibly. And then there's... what is that, bellows or something in the back?
You got it all correct.
No,
yeah,
really.
It's a little hand pump organ. I believe its origins are originally French. However, it has been adapted into Indian culture. So you'll mostly see them in Indian culture being played. It's an instrument that's meant to be sung with. And it's interesting. It's one of the only instruments I've ever played that can be like, just drown me out. It's a very loud instrument, and it's hard to play quietly. It's cool, and it feels, when you sing with it, you can really feel, gosh, I have a music degree, and I don't even know what to say, but you can. It just feels really good to sing with.
Can you exhibit the playing of it just a little bit here?
Yeah. And then you can kind of add octaves. Yeah, it's got some stops you can pull out for some different tones, different, it releases different reed layers, and it's got a pump in the back, so you play it with one hand and you pump it with the other, and it just looks like a little piano.
I feel lucky this time I can actually see what's going on with the harmonium. Sometimes there's too much in front of me here in the studio, and I can't actually see. People think I've got the best seat in the house, and oftentimes there's stuff in the way and I can't see. But when you played, you could see other keys playing, like a ghost was on the keyboard with you.
Yeah, you can... push the stop over to play two octaves at once. And really it's playing like three or four octaves at once because you've got other reeds open as well. And then when you push the stop over, it will basically push down the other keys for you. So
you really have to know the words to that poem and that song well, because you've got a lot to concentrate on, the songs that you use with harmonium. Yeah, my right hand and my left hand are doing completely different things, but it's no big deal. Yeah, it has the bellows. It's almost like the lung of it.
It is. It is exactly like a lung.
It is. Does it make you want to play the bagpipes?
Oh, I actually live next door to where the bagpipe band practices every Tuesday. They used to practice Thursdays, I think, but they've been practicing in the same spot for many years, so... I get to hear the bagpipes every week.
Ah, the
Fairbanks. I think I'll stick with the harmonium.
Yeah, the Fairbanks Red Hackle Pipe Band doesn't want your harmonium coming over yet.
you
just haven't asked yet.
We'll totally be in tune with each other.
Somehow. Yeah, you think the harmonium's loud. Well, you know
yes,
you live right next door to where they practice. You know bagpipes are very loud. Made to be played in the Highlands. You mentioned South by Southwest. I want to ask you about that. What an opportunity. You guys played a showcase in Austin recently, last month, at South by Southwest with the band Mother Falcon. Is that right?
That is correct. We got invited by one of the members to play this showcase with them in Austin. And we decided to go for it. I went back and forth a little bit. I think I was just scared, because it sounded like I would be just totally starstruck. But we ended up going, and it was really fun. We got to meet a lot of musicians, and it was a great experience.
So tell us a little bit about what it's like to go all the way from Fairbanks, Alaska, down to Austin, Texas, for this huge conference that's just gotten bigger and bigger, showcasing music and art and film these days and technology and all kind of stuff. What was that like?
Well, you have to have your wits about you. It's a really, really crazy place with a lot going on in every square inch of the city. And but at the same time, there's a lot going on in every square inch of the city. So you get to come across all sorts of amazing things. You get to see so many cool bands. I've actually gone the last 5 years and just been really inspired every time I've gone. Definitely been really ready to go home by the end every time, but still I keep going back. So it's really incredible.
You were able to go through KSUA a few years, probably.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, that's great. KSUA always sends a contingent down, and that's great that you got to go with them. And now you had that experience, and you took that with you with your band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of things I learned at KSUA I use with this band. I can edit video. I can, like, take pictures. I know how to run social media. So I would credit a lot of my skills to that, for sure.
Nice. KSUA is the college station here on the university campus. And so it's really nice to have a sister station over there full of vibrant college like shows and programs. And here we have the NPR affiliate, KUAC. And you were here with Haifa. And were you here with another band, too? I know you played Saw with one band. What was that band? Was that Haifa?
I think that was Haifa. I've been okay. In here for like concerto competition stuff,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Just Haifa.
And in that band, you did play the Saw. I do.
Yes, I did.
I don't see a Saw here today.
Not yet.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear the next song because all of them are so intricate and cool, and the harmonies are very good in Harm, and I didn't even think of the name Harm and Harmony, but that's great.
Cool. The song is called A Child, A Separate Mouth, and is additionally one of Heather's poems.
Thank you.
one of those fake endings on it. That's the classical part of the part. You know, there's so many classical pieces have those fake endings where you just never know. Speaking of classical, John, were you just playing with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra with Carmina Burana recently?
No, actually, I had to go into early retirement with the symphony.
Oh.
When Harm went down to Anchorage this past weekend to play the Taproot, they had already booked these events, you know, way long ago. Rebecca's phenomenal when it comes to organization. And so I got double booked, and I said, you know, I have symphony, and they're like, oh, no, well, can you quit?
We were kind of brutal.
Can you quit?
Every rehearsal was, you don't need the symphony. You've already played all the cool stuff. You don't need to go back. So
There's other bassists in the symphony. There's only one bass for Harm.
I tempted him with Aaron Copland in the car.
Oh, that's great.
He's like, John.
Molly's like, I've got your soundtrack here. It's okay.
She wooed me in with American composers. Yeah. I'm a sucker.
You're a sucker for those American composers.
One might say I get high.
Yes. Nice. I think this might be your third or fourth time on Alaska Live, too. Just like a third time. Just like a true bassist, you know.
I feel like if it's the fourth time, then I just need to become the house bass player.
Yeah.
And so you can just come on and be like, welcome to Alaska Live. I'm here, Laura Neufeld, with John Hines.
we can have the walking music. Very nice, very nice.
Brady, when's your internship up?
Brady Gross, he has such a glamorous internship here. Part of it tonight was taking out a piece of furniture, grabbing the screwdriver, and crawling under part of the cabinet and removing it so we could fit all six of the Harm members in here. Because you guys, we were going to have to put you on top of that piece of furniture if we didn't take it out. So,
thanks, Brady.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. Yeah, Jack is sitting directly where that piece of furniture was. So it was nice. It's removable. Sorry you had to quit the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra, John, but it's great to have you here, and it was great that you could travel down to Anchorage with them and to Austin, and it's just not Harm without the bass. And cello, too. Oh, Molly, that you add a lot to the sound, too. Are you original member?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
She's the M in Harm.
Mm-hmm. The M in Harm.
Yeah, I started playing with Rebecca. October.
And you're here at UAF with the wildlife and birds or in the music department?
I'm actually a grad student in the biology department.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So music is a bit of a hobby for you then.
Yeah. It's, nice. It's what keeps me well balanced.
Good.
And sane.
Yes. When did you start noticing that a lot of bands were employing the cello? Because I started noticing it, I don't know how long ago, but I love that step in, you know, popular music and Americana and what's happening now.
Yeah, me too. Gosh, it's kind of hard to say when I first started noticing that. I think just because I play the cello, maybe I'm more drawn to listening to bands. You know, like I think back in middle school and high school, I was listening to Cursive and Murder by Death and like those kinds of bands that have cello metal, and I always thought that was so cool, and I wanted to be in a band. And, so I guess that would have been like around 2000 or something. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like there's more and more bands that are including cello players.
Yeah, it does. Great. Love the trend. Well, I think we are at the time for the finale. We've got one, right, Harm?
Sure. Do you guys want to do Smoky Taboo? Or do you want to do a different one? River? Yeah.
All right,
just take a
second. Oh,
if you don't mind.
They do it by democracy. That's a beautiful thing.
That was just one idiot shouting.
It's just a really shouting contest.
Play River.
Your democracy is a
if
shouting contest.
If tuning, then we can do the other one.
No, I got it.
All right.
I got capo free, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. And we should add, this is River by Bay that we mentioned earlier.
It's been really great to see you here on Alaska Live and hear all those harmonies and effects and everything that you have going. And we can see more of you at We Have More in Common That You Than You Think at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. And that's at 7
p.m. on Friday.
Thank you so much for being my guest on Alaska Live here on KUAC.
Yep, thanks for having us, Lori.
Thank you.
For Alaska Live, I'm your host, I'm Lori Neufeld. Thanks to KUAC's intern, Brady Gross. And this is KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.